Showers and thunderstorms will be roaming around this afternoon and this evening. Again, they will be random. Tonight, slow down to about 75. Then tomorrow and Sunday, still a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms around, especially numerous in the afternoon and evening hours, of course. Highs around 90 both days, and then the better-than-normal rain chances still continue Monday and Tuesday. A frontal system is on the way. Good luck. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A former Tallahassee police officer is going to prison for assaulting a handcuffed prisoner. Brandon Smirnoff is sentenced to nearly 2 years in prison for violating the rights of a 24-year-old man he was arresting back in 2016. Montgomery police say a man was hit by a car late Thursday night. This happened near Fairview Avenue and Gaston Avenue. Police say the man has life-threatening injuries. No word if any charges will be filed. This crash remains under investigation. And hundreds of people heard from candidates for Montgomery mayor at a forum last night. This was hosted by the East Montgomery and Midtown Neighborhood Associations. Attendees had the chance to submit questions for the candidates to answer. Election Day is Tuesday, August 27th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
O'Reilly Auto Parts offers O'Rewards points in-store and online. Earn points on everything from replacement parts to tools and accessories. And for every 150 points collected, you'll get a $5 reward. Earn points any way you shop. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Need to get organized? Today is the day for doing with the Home Depot's Pack Store Save event. Put your basement or garage in order with a range of Husky welded steel shelves, including a four-tier 77-inch rack, just $169. That'll save you $30. Easy to assemble. Each shelf has a lifetime warranty and holds up to 1,500 pounds. That gets a lot out of your way. Come into the Pack Store Save event only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid until August 25th while supplies last.
I have to ask Mr. Don Rickard what's going on at Brubaker Motors. I've been in Troy, Clanton, Birmingham, even in Tuscaloosa, and everywhere I go, I'm seeing cars with Brubaker stickers on them.
Well, it's two things. Our minimum pricing policy is part of it. We'd rather sell 1,000 vehicles and only make $100 than sell 100 cars and make $1,000. We price our vehicles to fit your budget so you can drive away in the car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted. The second thing is just simple hospitality. No gimmicks and no fine print. Our secret isn't really a secret at all.
What do you mean?
We respect all our customers and treat them fair. To put it in layman's terms, we just always do what is right.
That's it? Just good old Southern hospitality?
You got it. It's actually become the Brubaker way, and people appreciate that.
Stop and see for yourself. Brubaker Kia, Brubaker Infiniti, and Brubaker Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Prattville and Montgomery. Or visit them online at Brubaker.com. See firsthand why it's a better buy at Brubaker.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
President Trump disavowed the words of his own supporters, turned his tweet suggesting four Democratic congresswomen go back to the countries they came from into a chant.
Bit badly about it.
Major heat wave threatening much of the country. 175 million Americans in 33 states, and for many, this is the hottest weather in years.
Two injured after a chemical spill at this plant. Workers still inside as two fires broke out, causing a suspected chlorine leak.
A U.S. warship has destroyed an Iranian drone. The U.S. has got way too close and ignored calls to stand down.
Acting Homeland Security Chief Kevin McAleenan taking heat over President Trump's immigration policy.
Tonight, a new study by Australian researchers who used data from more than 300,000 people. They found no link between coffee consumption and the overall risk of developing cancer.
Those who would trade our freedom for the soup kitchen of the welfare state have told us they have a utopian solution, a peace without victory. They call their policy accommodation. And they say if we'll only avoid any direct confrontation with the enemy, he'll forget his evil ways and learn to love us. All who oppose them are indicted as warmongers. They say we offer simple answers to complex problems. Well, perhaps there is a simple answer. Not an easy answer, but simple. If you and I have the courage to tell our elected officials that we want our national policy based on what we know in our hearts is morally right, we cannot buy our security, our freedom from the threat of the bomb, by committing an immorality so great as saying to a billion human beings now enslaved behind the Iron Curtain, give up your dreams of freedom, because to save our own skins, we're willing to make a deal with your slave masters. Alexander Hamilton said, a nation which can prefer disgrace to danger is prepared for a master and deserves one. Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war, but there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? Well, Nikita Khrushchev has told his people he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side, he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better read than death, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard round the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. This is the meaning in the phrase of Barry Goldwater, peace through strength. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material computations. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness. We will keep in mind and remember that Barry Goldwater has faith in us. He has faith that you and I have the ability and the dignity and the right to make our own decisions and determine our own destiny.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on Friday, TGIF edition. Time market is up 77 points. The temperature outside, well, it's muggy, 89 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello, hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm feeling great today. I really am. Getting everything prepared for the big move tomorrow and Sunday. Hopefully it'll only take one day, but I suspect it'll take the whole weekend. But I'm a little more organized than last time, so I'm feeling
good. Have you had everything put in boxes yet?
Pretty much. And some of my clothes need to be packed and got to box up the kitchen. Other than that, ready to go.
I like that. I like that a lot. Do you need a hand truck?
No, we're good. It's the benefit of roommates that work at a storage facility.
Ah, yeah, that pays off. Yeah. 272-9228, that's where we are on Friday. A lot going on around the world here. Taking out Iranian drones, and they said that we took our own out.
It's so funny how every report is contradicted.
Yeah, man. These guys, and it's like one time Dr. Sorensen said, you know, the way they do this kind of stuff just tells you everything you need to know about them as a government and the way they think. Some interesting polling data came out this morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
The presidential race?
Presidential race, and I'm going to focus in on New Hampshire. Place near and dear to my heart. A lot of people from Massachusetts did an exodus and went up to New Hampshire because of the tax situation. Biden in New Hampshire at 21%. Harris in New Hampshire at 18%. Warren in New Hampshire at 17%. Buttigieg in New Hampshire at 12%.
Interesting.
Who's missing from those numbers there?
You didn't say Bernie Sanders.
I did not say Bernie Sanders.
Uh-oh.
Bernie Sanders in New Hampshire, next door neighbor Bernie Sanders from Vermont, 10%.
See, it's interesting. I kind of think the folks that seem the most competent, at least from what I've seen in their speeches and in the debates, were Harris and Buttigieg. I thought they were the most competent. Biden, of course, has the name ID. But Bernie didn't look great. He's really floundering on all this sort of what is left called intersectional stuff. He's great on the classic like Marxist class warfare stuff, like the corporate class is ruining the middle class. But when you start getting into race and issues of gender and women's rights, he's very awkward.
You've heard Bernie Sanders talking about the $15 minimum wage, right?
Oh, sure.
Well, guess what? His staff, which is unionized, is demanding $15 an hour minimum wage because he's not paying his staff a living wage. And his staff has said that it's not a living wage.
Wow.
So here's a guy who's advocating $15 an hour for other people, but he didn't do it himself. That's the high point of hypocrisy.
Yeah, it is.
Bernie Sanders at 10%. Warren at 17, and Warren's the next-door neighbor state also, Massachusetts. But Harris at 18 and Buttigieg at 12, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I see Warren has sort of taken Bernie's mantle from him, jumped in front of his parade. Harris is almost trying to reconstitute the Obama coalition, in my opinion. Biden's running that middle ground lane and also vying for the Obama coalition. And I think Buttigieg is strangely a mix of your identity politics stuff, but also he sounds fairly moderate on some stuff.
Well, when you look at the former numbers not done by the same poll, and remember, to me, polls this time at this point are not very accurate, but what we're looking is at a trend, and the trend is trending this way that Sanders is kind of falling out, but Biden basically took a 10-point haircut from the last substantial poll that was done, had a pretty high tab and numbers taken. And then that got transferred back down to Harris and Warren and Buttigieg. Harris went up 9 points. Buttigieg went up 8 points. And I think most of Warren's is coming from Bernie because Bernie dropped substantially. I mean, Bernie basically was at 18%, goes to 10, and Warren was at 8%, goes to 17.
Yeah, Newt Gingrich, he said he thought it would be Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren. That's where he's putting his money. I think I would put Buttigieg and Harris. I'd put money on them. Especially if Buttigieg can get over these early scandals having to do a South Bend. I think he has legs.
And just give up on the South?
You're not winning much of the South in general, and he's going to have to win other places on Super Tuesday.
Yeah, so the question is, how would Virginia look at something like that?
Right.
Because that would be, you know, does that move Virginia into a red column, or does it keep it in a blue column? Ooh, that's...
It could be Harris at the head of the ticket, Buttigieg as the VP instead of Warren. That makes sense to me.
That does make sense. Okay, Newstalk 93.1 FM. There's also another poll that came out.
I like this. New polls.
WAFF, Huntsville, Alabama. Brand new NBC SurveyMonkey poll released Friday and taking Alabama's temperature on some key issues. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Donald Trump is handling his job? This is Alabama only. In September of 2018, 40% of the people strongly approved of Donald Trump, 19% somewhat approved for a combined number of 59%, 8% disapproved, 33% strongly disapproved.
Okay,
now those numbers, so you have a combined, basically 41 disapprove and you have 59 approve. Strongly approve goes from 40 to 44. Somewhat approve goes from 19 to 16. Somewhat disapprove goes from 8 to 10. Strongly disapprove goes from 33 to 26. So, in other words, he basically pulled off 7 points better on strongly disapprove and went up on somewhat disapprove only by 2 points, but improved strongly approve by 4 points. That's a pretty good number there. Going in the right direction. So that's a combined 60% approve.
I don't know why that went out over here.
Do we have to reboot a computer because of that?
Yes. It seems like some lightning strike happened, not right on top of us, but above us.
But near us, huh?
It created power surge, folks.
Okay, so, let's see. Can we go to a break?
Yeah, we can go to a break.
Scott's not working.
No, that is working just fine.
Okay, we'll do some Democrat and some gubernatorial numbers here.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Weather's not looking too good out there. Had a lightning strike. Had to reboot the computer. That's what some would say. 272-9228. That's where we are on a Friday. TGI F edition of the Damo Show. If you know what I mean. Reminder that any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket. Gift basket is $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. And you can't go wrong with that, I can tell you. But you got a call to get in.
Cause I'm TNT. I'm dynamite.
TNT. Okay, let's go back to this polling. Now let's do the Dems here.
TNT. All right.
In the number one slot, weighing in at 36%, is the one and only sleepy Joe Biden. Yay! In the number two position is the ever-communist himself, the guy who spent his honeymoon in Moscow, from Russia with Love, I guess, Bernie Sanders at 15%.
Oh, good for Bernie.
Well, I have to tell you, Don, Moscow is beautiful in the summer.
And the third position of token in Alabama, with 13%, Kamala Harris.
Interesting.
Number fourth at 9% is the one and only Miss Pocahontas herself, Elizabeth Warren. And then pulling up the fifth place run with 5%, Pete Buttigieg. So doing some quick math, that's 36, that's 46, that's 51, that's 61, that's 64, that's 73, that's 78% go to those five candidates. So I guess Beto gets one half.
A few one percenters and I'm sure some undecideds.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, how's it doing for you out there?
Well, it's cooling off, damn it. That's all I got to say. But, yeah, we had some heavy downpours. But
what part of town are you in?
I'm on Vaughn Road now, and I just came from Chantilly. I'm not getting on the interstate. There's a line away from Chantilly. And in this kind of weather, you stay off the interstate.
Yeah, in this kind of weather, you stay away from Montgomery, Alabama, because the drivers, when it rains here, they go nuts.
Well, I lived in a lot of cities, but they're no more damn intelligent anywhere else. you guys don't have to worry about lightning striking, because Joey can testify to this. Lightning only strikes that station when Greg Budell is there.
Can I bank on that?
Yeah, I'm not gonna say anything about that, Red Top. I don't.
Greg is a lightning rod. I'll tell you that. I hope Miss Omar and the gang or the squad or whatever they are watched NPR last night and all the great documentaries on the man landing on the moon and how fantastic this country has been and its accomplishment. The greatest accomplishment of mankind, period, exclamation point. And I hope they watch that, because they need to shut up and get to work and think about what matters in this damn world.
Well, we're certainly going to get to that issue and the way the press is handling it, the president's apology, and how it came about, which is kind of interesting.
But I mean, these people need to show some humility. And with the new space moon mission, America's going to open the door to everyone to participate and go with us. There's not a country on earth that's ever going to do that. So these people need to get out of their separate reality and deal with the real world. And I'm very proud. And I don't know if you saw any of those documentaries, but it was full of live footage in the space capsule in color that I had never seen.
Oh,
it was
wow.
Stunning. If you haven't seen it, Dan, you've got to see it.
Where'd you see it?
It's on NPR. It's like 6 hours of it. Specials on it all week. And 8 Days to the Moon and the one about Apollo 8 is stunning. And I had forgotten all about him reading from the book of Genesis on Christmas Day in the space capsule. It was chilling, and everybody in the world heard it and was watching it. It was truly a fascinating time, and America is certainly by far the greatest nation ever on this earth. Roll Tide, go Trump.
Thanks, Wichita. Have a great weekend and a safe weekend. JD, coming back to you right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Jay and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. Another probe launched in connection to financier Jeffrey Epstein. A Florida sheriff ordering an investigation into the time he spent out of jail under a work release program after being convicted of sex solicitation. The focus, whether deputies assigned to monitor him violated any rules.
Epstein is charged with sexually abusing dozens of underage girls in the early 2000s and has pleaded not guilty.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Apollo 11 astronauts at the White House marking a moment in history. The anniversary tomorrow of the first lunar landing.
50 years ago, more than half of a billion people were preparing to watch Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin take those famous first steps on the moon. It was the culmination of 10 years of work. 400,000 Americans contributed to the effort.
Fox's Kristen Fisher at Kennedy Space Center. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. The rain chances are on their way up, and even though we have a weekend coming up, a lot of folks are happy to hear this news. Today's high around 92, so not as hot as it has been. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms will be roaming around this afternoon and this evening. Again, they will be random. Tonight, slow down to about 75. Then tomorrow and Sunday, still a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms around, especially numerous in the afternoon and evening hours, of course. Highs around 90 both days, and then the better-than-normal rain chances still continue Monday and Tuesday. A frontal system is on the way. Good luck. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm an alligator. I'm a mama, papa coming for you.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Keep your mouth shut. 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to JD. JD, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good afternoon, Dan. How are you guys?
I am great. And you today, JD?
I'm doing wonderful. I watched a lot of different news last evening and this morning. Hey, I've got a peculiar question. How many Democratic candidates are actually, you know, really diehard Jewish, so to speak?
Really diehard what?
Jewish.
Jewish?
I'm really curious.
You're saying diehard, like they're going to temple and things like that.
Yes,
Bernie Sanders is actively Jewish.
So I'm wondering,
but
if he winds up becoming a front runner, how's that going to coincide with the what they call the squad? I'm curious how that's going to pan out, because they're pretty anti-Semitic from everything I've heard the past few days.
Well, it's going to, I tell you, another thing is, look forward a question on the debate stage about that, particularly about this resolution that Omar and Tlaib are recommending.
Oh, I think they're absolutely insane. But I'm really curious as to if there's any fact to Omar coming into the country, her status on how she falsified documents to get into the country, is starting to unfold. Her being married to her brother, issues of certain funds and filing joint tax returns improperly with her ex-husband when she was already divorced from him. So they've got a lot of stuff that's starting to come up on her. I'm curious to see how that winds out as well.
There will be, and you kind of touched on a couple of things that are being discussed out there, but yeah, there's one Minneapolis reporter that kind of started digging into that story and found things that didn't match up, that she was declaring her, I think it's her brother, was her husband at one time and things like that. But the Minneapolis Star ran a story on it, and they kind of got some pushback on it, but this guy seemed to be pretty tenacious about it.
I even looked into this yesterday on, of all websites, Snopes, on the accusation she married her brother for legal reasons, and all Snopes said was unproven. So it's not an outright false claim. It's just one that the question is there, and it hasn't really been answered.
Well, I think a lot of people are scared to even touch on it, because if you touch on anything that has to do negatively with them,
oh, it's going to be, yeah, you, first, racist.
The first thing, yeah, first thing they say is you're a racist or a sexist or a bigot of some sort. So
don't forget xenophobe people, now. Don't forget xenophobe.
Oh, that's true. I think a lot of people are going to start doing things very tactfully, just to make sure they have all their ducks in a row. But I'm curious to see how this pans out, and I'm really curious to see, with all that starting to come to light, assuming it does, and assuming that maybe a Democratic candidate happens to be Jewish, I don't know, actively practicing, you know, that clash is going to happen. You know, and all Trump's going to have to do is sit back and watch and say, I brought you a good economy. Look, what are they doing? I think it's going to be one for the ages.
Yeah, I'm actually in agreement with you. I think that if Trump will kind of push them along or nudge them a little bit instead of kind of smack them, I think they will mess up on their own.
You know, on that first debate, I'm glad you said that. On that first debate, you know, he didn't do anything. Everybody was waiting for Trump, and everybody was being polite on the debate stage on the first night of the first debate.
You're talking about the Republican debate in 2016?
No, no, no. The Democratic debate that they recently had, where they had the first round of the first group.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was nice and polite. As soon as Trump tweeted out the word boring, they started attacking each other like there was no tomorrow. I think all he's going to do is throw out a little bait word for one of them to go after, and they're going to start fighting each other over it, and it's going to be, he's just going to sit back and eat popcorn and watch the show.
Well, we'll see. It's going to be interesting, particularly, let me get the pairing of the debate up here. It's interesting, the pairing that's going to happen. You have Kamala Harris and Joe Biden again, and then you've got Bernie Sanders with Elizabeth Warren. And will Bernie Sanders, is he feeling the burn of him going down in polling, and is he going to start being a little more aggressive out there?
Yeah. And when he gets aggressive, it's just hysterically funny. I'm sorry, it is. But I wish they would let a Republican newscaster get up and ask a couple of questions. You know, let's make this whole thing unbiased. I wouldn't oppose a Democrat reporter asking a question. You know, go ahead and ask a question, and let the candidates put out their full answer like they'd want to. I mean,
yeah, they're not going to do that.
Put it on out there, but they don't want to be in that light, because that way, because then at that point, they cannot control the narrative.
Yeah.
So they want to be in control of the narrative. So, but man, I enjoy the show as always, and I appreciate y'all for being on here, Dan.
Thanks. I appreciate you. Have a great weekend. Okay, so night number one here, we have Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Montana, nobody knows his name, Governor Steve Bullock, Ohio Representative Tim Ryan, who every time I hear him, he gets more and more disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to be the centrist, and now he's just pandering. You can say, he says stuff that you know he doesn't really believe.
Right.
He's just saying it.
And also the way he says stuff isn't exactly, doesn't inspire confidence.
Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper. Former Maryland Representative John Delaney, you talk about Mr. Charismatic.
Mm-hmm. Who actually had a pretty good showing in the last debate.
Yeah. But he looks like a character off SNL from, what's his name? That with that big forehead. Author and speaker, your favorite of mine, Marianne Williamson.
Oh, yeah. I have to brush up on my copy of A Course in Miracles.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, and then Mr. Dynamic, Mr. Out of Sight himself, former Texas Representative Beta O'Rourke. That's going to be a pretty good group of people there, and I think that Delaney will probably do pretty well with this. I think that Mayor Pete will do well, and it's going to be interesting to see where Bernie and Elizabeth size off in this thing. Who in the heck has heard of Steve Bullock?
I wonder if Marianne Williamson will say she's going to meet Donald Trump on the political battlefield, and I will use love against
I love him.
And love will win, sir.
Then night number two, Senator from the great state of California, Kamala Harris, former Vice President Joe Biden, Boom Boom Biden, Sleepy Joe. Oh, your favorite here.
Mm.
Big Bird himself, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio. I love his facial expressions. I mean, his face gets contorted.
He's so obnoxious. He's very entertaining, though, in how he unites the country.
Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, Mr. Dynamite himself. The ever-attractive Hawaiian Representative Tulsi Gabbard.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if she can wear some sharp outfit like she did last time.
Oh, yeah, and with that streak of gray going in her hair.
Oh,
she looks
man,
like a sorceress.
Looks like a what?
A sorceress. No, seriously, there was a book I read as a kid, and the sorceress had a streak of white. And it was like, okay, Tulsi.
So we have New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
Mm.
She's been uneventful. Washington Governor, I'm all about the climate, Jay Inslee.
I didn't know they had rednecks up in Washington State, but when I hear that guy talk, I'm like, that's a unique type of, that's a unique accent right there.
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker. And Cory's kind of got some, you're going to hear a little something about Cory in just a little bit. Cory's going to be making some suggestions. Entrepreneur Andrew, I want everybody to have $1,000. Yang.
Yeah, the Yang Gang.
Former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro. Who everybody Googled him. Everybody said he won, but then when you really looked at the dials, he didn't. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Oh, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Yeah, y'all sound great. You know, they said they worked on the phone tower, but y'all, I just...
Well, y'all heard Sam, now you're starting to break up again.
Dan, I'm sorry, I'm going to call you back, man. I can hear you. I apologize.
Okay, no problem. Call me back. Call me back. I'm in. I'll be here. I'm not going anywhere. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Kay Ivey is handling her job as governor of the state of Alabama?
And this is the poll from WAF.
This is the monkey survey, which I...
Oh, NBC Survey Monkey. Yeah.
What they do is they'll throw questions in there and then they'll parcel them out to the states. So in September of 2018, September 9th through September 24th, strongly approve of Kay Ivey, 26%.
Okay.
This month up to day before yesterday, to the 16th, 3 days ago, she went from 26% to 22% strongly approve. Somewhat approve, she had 49% for a combined number of 75%. Strongly approved, somewhat approved. She went from 49% to 41%. So she went from a 75 number to a 63% number.
So she's coming down from the honeymoon, essentially. And, you know, the legislature did things.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, fixing... I'm going to fix the education system with getting rid of the board. Or we've got a problem with DOJ and DOC... And so we're going to need to raise taxes for prisons. Boy, that was popular.
Well, and we got to do that gas tax show.
Got to do the gas tax for roads. Somewhat disapprove last year in September, 15 points. Somewhat disapprove in July of this year, 19 points, an increase by 4. Strongly disapprove last September, 8 points. Strongly disapprove this July, 15 points. So she went from 23% combined somewhat and strongly disapprove. She went from 23 points to a grand total of 34 points. That's got to be troublesome.
It does. It does. I mean, maybe she needs to do something dramatic. Like if we do have to raise taxes.
No.
You know, like resign. Maybe if we need to raise taxes in order to fund prisons and assuage the DOJ and the federal government, we could like remove all of the tax on the liquor.
Hey!
I said it. Yeah. Tax-free liquor.
Yeah, you got my vote on that one.
I'm sure it'll give you a 4 or 5 point bump.
And then she couldn't get the numbers to work out, of course.
Right.
Okay, so let's jump into some of the news items we have here on the Donald Trump. Matter of fact, let's do this. Can we take an earlier break so we can kind of really line this thing up?
Sure.
Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back right after this.
I'm a mama, papa coming for you. I'm a space invader. Keep your life.
voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost.
Service in Birmingham has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for East Central Elmore County, Northwestern Macon County in Southeastern Alabama, South Central Tallapoosa County until 1:15 p.m. Central Daylight Time. At 12:47 p.m. Central Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located over Tallahassee, moving east at 15 miles per hour. Hazard, 60 miles per hour wind gusts and penny-sized hail. Source, radar indicated. Impact, expect damage to roofs, siding, and trees. Locations impacted include Tuskegee, Tallahassee, Franklin, Reeves Airport, Tallapoosa City, Yates Dam, Realtown, and Yates Reservoir. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Torrential rainfall is occurring with this storm and may lead to flash flooding. Do not drive your vehicle through flooded roadways. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 1:15 p.m. Central Daylight Time for the following counties in Alabama, Elmore, Macon, and Tallapoosa.
He feels badly about these chants to send Representative Ilhan Omar back to Somalia. He even suggests that he tried to stop it, but the video show something different.
I think I did. I started speaking very quickly. It really was a loud. I disagree with it, by the way.
The chants started after the president attacked Representative Omar.
Omar has a history of launching vicious anti-Semitic screeds.
And he let them fill the arena for nearly 15 seconds. Before moving on.
And she talked about the evil Israel.
I was not happy with it. I disagree with it. But again, I didn't say that. They did.
I understand we just had a weather bulletin go out, so we may have to go replay that, let that reset. We don't know when that's going on, do we?
No, we don't. It's a very frustrating thing.
It is a very frustrating thing. Well, I'll take this opportunity to wish Maria, who does a lot of work for the show at her home, a happy birthday. Her birthday will be Sunday. So she's a great, great gal. Let's do this. Since that story got popped by the weather bulletin, let's replay that.
All right.
In the face of growing outrage, President Trump is trying to disavow a racist chant from his own supporters at a rally in North Carolina. CBS News has learned the president's own family is part of the reason for his decision. Paula Reed is at the White House. Paula, who is involved in swaying the president?
Well, Anthony, the president's rare show of remorse came after pushback from his wife and daughter. He now says that he feels badly about these chants to send Representative Ilhan Omar back to Somalia. He even suggests that he tried to stop it, but the video shows something different.
I think I did. I started speaking very quickly. It really was a loud... I disagree with it, by the way.
The chants started after the president attacked Representative Omar.
Omar has a history of launching vicious anti-Semitic screeds.
And he let them fill the arena for nearly 15 seconds. Before moving on.
And she talked about the evil Israel.
I was not happy with it. I disagree with it. But again, I didn't say that. They did.
Well, it's always helpful when the weather bulletin does go off to let us know so we can always replay something here. Okay, let's play the second part of this and how the change happened from the family members.
CBS News has learned the show of remorse came after the First Lady and his daughter, Ivanka Trump, voiced their concerns and counseled the president to moderate his position or at least distance himself from the chanting. The rally came 3 days after the president began his attack on the four congresswomen, telling them to go back to where they came from. Sources reveal the president initially had misgivings about appearing to apologize or give in, as it may disappoint his supporters. But eventually he decided to relent. A group of congressional Republicans also complained to Vice President Mike Pence and asked him to speak with the president, which he did. The president is rarely moved by GOP discomfort, which is partly why Republicans continue to dodge this issue in public.
I saw a clip. The president didn't join in any chant like that.
But even the House chaplain weighed in on this week's controversy as he opened the House's session.
This has been a difficult and contentious week in which darker spirits seem to have been at play. In your most holy name, I now cast out all spirits of darkness from this chamber.
It is notable that the president changed his language after hearing from a broad spectrum of voices. But any unfavorable reaction from his supporters, who so frequently say they love that he never backs down, could send him back to his old tricks.
So he's casting out demons in the chamber. Talk about busy. Mm-hmm. I feel an exorcist coming out. That I hate it when the chaplains become a little pseudo political.
Yeah, it's funny to me because sometimes apologies certainly are necessary. We all make mistakes, even public figures. But the constant calls from other public figures and, say, political opponents to apologize for things, when somebody does apologize, is it ever met with, okay, we're all good now, I forgive you?
Well, no, he apologized, and then they said, well, it went on for, it was 13 seconds, now it's 15 seconds.
Right, and that's the worst thing. No wonder people don't apologize, because as soon as you do in the political arena, your face gets rubbed in it.
It doesn't do you any good.
It's just ridiculous. It's a two-way street, the division of the country and all the heated rhetoric. It's a two-way street. It feeds off itself. It's obvious.
Okay, so Omar heads back to Minneapolis, and she's greeted with great fanfare. Let's listen to Dean Reynolds talk about it.
Congresswoman Omar returned home to Minnesota to a different kind of chant.
Welcome home, Ilhan! Welcome home, Ilhan!
As you heard there, supporters shouted, "Welcome home, Ilhan," yesterday. She was back in Minneapolis for a town hall. Dean Reynolds was there and joins us from Minneapolis. Dean, how have people in that area responded to this controversy?
Well, good morning. Omar has a lot of supporters here in her hometown, as you might expect. They turned out in force last night, both at the Minneapolis airport and at a town hall later on. And those we spoke to blamed the president for picking a fight with the congresswoman, a fight they described as disrespectful and dangerous.
We are going to continue to be a nightmare to this president because his policies are a nightmare to us.
That's right.
And we are not deterred.
Right.
We are not frightened.
That's right.
We are ready.
Yes.
You know, notice that it's the president picked a fight with her. It's not that she was doing anything to the president.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, basically what happens, let me just get out there, is that whoever criticizes any of these, the squad, is going to be seen as a racist. And it's going to be, you know, when you read the whole tweet, it doesn't, the go back was kind of a, you go back and fix those problems that were there. I clearly got that out of it, but they hyphenated it too much. So let's go to the second part of Dean Reynolds talking about the Omar returns to Minneapolis.
Congresswoman Omar told supporters at the Minneapolis airport she is not backing down.
And so we are going to continue to create that hope.
We have your back.
And we.
There was more applause for her later at a town hall where she kept the discussion on policy, not politics.
There are a lot of people that are trying to distract us now. But I want you all to know that we are not going to let them.
Many in the town hall's audience said the president's racist tweets and rabble-rousing rhetoric in North Carolina Wednesday night were deplorable.
I think most children are really uncomfortable with this behavior and probably realize there's something wrong with the adults.
And there was a feeling here that the president was intentionally misrepresenting what the congresswoman has said about her adopted country.
The idea that patriotism is something you have to love the country and or else get out of it. I think she loves the country, but she wants it to be better than it is right now.
And when one of her supporters told her never to back down from a bully, Congresswoman Omar said, quote, oh, he's met his match.
Yeah, a little hyperbole there.
Just a bit.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, this is about policy, and what he needs to do is whatever policy is being done that they're recommending, he needs to hit the policy and not, and then talk about the person with the policy, but not hit the person. Hit the policy, then you'll accomplish exactly what you want. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show on Friday, TGIF edition. Don't forget, any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. We'll be back right after this.